Lesson 8. Focused Listening. Page 130. As you listen. A. Close your book. Listen to the conversation between the father and daughter to find the answers to these questions. What was the daughter doing in another country? What good things did she experience?
Dad, what time is it?
4.
4? Who knows what time that is for me? Boy, I have terrible jet lag. I can't keep my eyes open.
Well, I'm not going to let you sleep in the middle of the afternoon. Let's take a walk, and you can tell me about your trip.
I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm too wiped out. I think I'll stretch out and take a little nap.
Uh-uh. No naps. You know if you go to sleep now, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night. Come on. Let's take a little walk around the block. Maybe you'll get a second wind.
I sure hope so.
On their walk.
I missed you and Mom a lot. A year is a long time.
We missed you too, honey. But we knew that studying in another country was good for you.
Well, I sure had my ups and downs. Sometimes I even thought about coming home early, but I was determined to stick it out.
And I'm glad you did. But you didn't tell us you were having problems. What was so hard for you over there?
Oh, I don't think I can scratch the surface. There were times, especially in the winter, when I got really homesick. You know, it's hard to be away during holidays. But my friends were absolutely great, especially my roommate. Remember she took me home to her family? That really helped.
If we'd known how homesick you were, we would have hopped on a plane. Why didn't you let us know?
Oh, I didn't want you to worry, and it would have been too expensive. Anyway, in the spring, I got much better. It finally hit home that I was lucky to be living in another culture. I stopped thinking so much about my problems and got out of my rut. I started going to more parties and concerts and things like that. And listen to this. After a while, I didn't realize it, but my fluency improved. Can you imagine that there were times when I forgot I wasn't speaking English?
Wow, that's music to my ears. I knew you'd do it if you lived over there.
And to top that off, people started to compliment my pronunciation.
You don't want to lose all that, honey. Are there any conversation classes you can take here?
Dad, I wasn't going to broach the subject till later, but there's a chance that I can get a scholarship and go back next year.
Go back? But you just got home.
I know.
Do you really want to go back?
The truth is, I'm not sure. I need to sleep on it. Speaking of sleep, now can I take a little nap? I'm so sleepy.
B. Listen again, but this time, read the conversation as you listen.
Dad, what time is it?
4.
4? Who knows what time that is for me? Boy, I have terrible jet lag. I can't keep my eyes open.
Well, I'm not going to let you sleep in the middle of the afternoon. Let's take a walk, and you can tell me about your trip.
I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm too wiped out. I think I'll stretch out and take a little nap.
Uh-uh. No naps. You know if you go to sleep now, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night. Come on. Let's take a little walk around the block. Maybe you'll get a second wind.
I sure hope so.
On their walk.
I missed you and Mom a lot. A year is a long time.
We missed you too, honey. But we knew that studying in another country was good for you.
Well, I sure had my ups and downs. Sometimes I even thought about coming home early, but I was determined to stick it out.
And I'm glad you did. But you didn't tell us you were having problems. What was so hard for you over there?
Oh, I don't think I can scratch the surface. There were times, especially in the winter, when I got really homesick. You know, it's hard to be away during holidays, but my friends were absolutely great, especially my roommate. Remember, she took me home to her family? That really helped.
If we'd known how homesick you were, we would have hopped on a plane. Why didn't you let us know?
Oh, I didn't want you to worry, and it would have been too expensive. Anyway, in the spring, I got much better. It finally hit home that I was lucky to be living in another culture. I stopped thinking so much about my problems and got out of my rut. I started going to more parties and concerts and things like that. And listen to this. After a while, I didn't realize it, but my fluency improved. Can you imagine that there were times when I forgot I wasn't speaking English?
Wow, that's music to my ears. I knew you'd do it if you lived over there.
And to top that off, people started to compliment my pronunciation.
You don't want to lose all that, honey. Are there any conversation classes you can take here?
Dad, I wasn't going to broach the subject till later, but there's a chance that I can get a scholarship and go back next year.
Go back? But you just got home.
I know.
Do you really want to go back?
The truth is, I'm not sure. I need to sleep on it. Speaking of sleep, now can I take a little nap? I'm so sleepy.